Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be joining us on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, May 24, 2025. This is a new lesson of our chapter 86 entitled, Go Teach All Nations, of our lesson 435. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to have a new theme, hymn, for our toddlers, the tiny tots, and it's entitled Marvelous Grace. You can find it in the hymn in number 109. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves roll. Cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe, you that are longing his to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that it will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask the precious little one by the help of their parents or even siblings to open your section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor, and all day work in the 7 days the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people who's in the Sabbath, people who's not in the Sabbath. Please protect the people that will join us next Sabbath, and that would be able to join us the tonight Sabbath if they could. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It is story time. And let's have a listening ears, little one, for we are going to continue with part two of our chapter 25 entitled In Joseph's Tomb, in the story of Jesus, our lesson book. And I will let our dear brother to share.
I guess I should turn my
mic
on.
Okay, there you go. It's okay.
I got a little blue box that showed up at the top of my screen, and I moved the cursor up there because that usually lets somebody in, and I see I needed to undo my mic. Okay. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 40, 41, and 42. Imagine how much you can get out of three verses. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now is the place where he was crucified. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulcher, wherein was never man laid. There laid they Jesus before, therefore, because the Jews of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulcher was nigh at hand, and the sun was about to go down. The most honored in all Jerusalem could not have been shown more respect in death. And the Roman soldiers, Rome's way of burying enemies of the state was in a very poor part of the, well, it wasn't even in the cemetery. They just had a hole down there they stuck bodies in. The humble followers of Jesus were astonished to see these wealthy rulers taking such an interest in the burial of their master. They didn't know that secretly they loved Jesus. The disciples were overwhelmed with sorrow at the death of Christ. They forgot that he had told them it was to take place. They were without hope. Neither Joseph nor Nicodemus had openly accepted the Savior while he was living. They had listened to his teachings and had closely watched every step of his ministry. Although the disciples had forgotten the Savior's words foretelling his death, Joseph and Nicodemus remembered them well. And the scenes connected with the death of Jesus, which disheartened the disciples and shook their faith, only proved to these rulers that he was the true Messiah and led them to take their stand firmly as believers in him. I wonder if they knew ahead of time that he was going to rise. Was putting all that spices and ointments and whatnot on him when they buried him kind of, to me, indicates they may not have known. The help of these rich and honored men was greatly needed at this time. They could do for their dead master what it was impossible for the poor disciples to do. Judas was gone, and the bag of money probably went with him. Gently and reverently, they, with their own hands, removed the body of Christ from the cross. Their tears of sympathy fell fast as they looked upon his bruised and torn form. Joseph owned a new tomb, hewn in rock. Can you imagine somebody wanted a tomb so badly they got in there with a chisel and chiseled out the rock to make a little room? Ah. He had built it for his own use, but he now prepared it for Jesus. The body, together with the spices brought by Nicodemus, was wrapped in the linen sheet. And the Redeemer was born to the tomb. Story of Jesus, page 150. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our part two in our lesson entitled In Joseph's Tomb in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place, dear ones, May 31st, 2025. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. It is time for a tiny talk, some parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic of moms of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, little one, because our dear brother will be the one to share.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. We'll be starting a list of brand new ones. Our Bible reference for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, is taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 7, Jesus Calms the Storm. First is Matthew chapter 8, verse 27, and it reads, But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And Mark 4, verse 35 to 37 says, On the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Looking through all manner of nature, all manners of mammals, and this Sabbath and all others following is about whales. And here are the six lessons we will learn. One is all manner of mammals. Two, whales. Three, skin and blubber. Four, breathing, senses, and disposition. Five, a whale's life. Six, dolphins and whales. But for today, we're learning lesson one, all manner of mammals. And the memory verse of the whole study is 2 Corinthians 10:5. It reads, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the character quality story is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's commands done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, all manner of mammals. In the Bible are listed many kinds of mammals. Some of these are the coney, the hare, the mouse, the hedgehog, the porcupine, the mole rat, the bat, and the whale. And God created great whales, Genesis 1:21. A whale is a huge sea animal that looks a lot like a fish. Whales were sometimes called fish, but they are not fish. They belong to the group of animals called mammals. Probably because they live in the water and are shaped somewhat like a fish, they are thought of as fish. Part of our Bible story takes place this week on the week or all of the Sabbath following on the water, which can remind us of where the whales live. A mammal has these characteristics. One, they're warm-blooded. Two, they have a backbone. Three, eat two pairs of limbs. Four, more or less complete covering of hair. Five, feed its babies with milk. Six, most give their young protection and training. And seven, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. The two groups of whales, the baleen whales and the toothed whales. Most whales are very large creatures. One kind, called the blue whale, was the biggest whale species in the world, may grow to be 100 feet or 30 meters long and can weigh more than 220 short tons or 220 metric tons. This means there will be about as long as 4 long buses put end to end, and its weight equals to 30 elephants. The blue whale's tongue alone is as heavy as 1 elephant. However, other kinds of whales are much smaller. The whale is shaped like a fish, but it is different from a fish in many ways. For example, fish up and down have up and down a vertical tail fin, but whales have side to side or horizontal tail fins. Fish breathe with gills while whales have lungs that must come up to the surface of the water to breathe. But they can hold their breath for a very long time. The sperm whale can hold its breath for 75 minutes. Whales have blowholes that serve as a sort of nose on top of their head. There are two groups of whales, baleen whales and toothed whales. Baleen whales do not have teeth, while the toothed whales do. So, and on our left, it was a small reading saying, whales belong to a group of mammals called Cetacean. That's right, Sister Christina. Jonah was not swallowed up by a whale. He was swallowed by a large fish, although a lot of people keep mistaking it to be a whale. Anyway, the cetaceans mean large sea animals, and that's the kind of animal the whale is. Continuing, whales give birth to live young and feed them with milk made by the mother's body. Most fish lay eggs and do not nurse their offspring. Whales are warm-blooded, which means their body temperature stays the same no matter what the temperature is around them. Almost all fish are cold-blooded, which means their body temperature changes with the temperature of the water. So you can see a whale is not a fish, it is a mammal. There's a difference between a person that obeys God and has perfect peace and one who is willful and does not obey Jesus at perfect peace. The enormous bodies of whales were used as a great source of riches for men. They melted their fat for oil, the meat was eaten, and people found there were many other uses for the whale's body. During the 1900s, whaling fleets killed large numbers of whales. Then laws were made to limit the amount of whales that can be killed each year. Otherwise, it was feared that whale hunters would have destroyed some kinds of whales. Then they would have perished from off the face of the earth. This could remind us how the disciples thought they were going to perish in the terrible storm on the sea. Just as some people made plans to save the whales, likewise, Jesus had plans to save the disciples from the angry storm and their sins. And above this picture of this sperm whale jumping out of the water between a ship and a small rowboat, next to it is a small passage. The evils of whaling. In a harrowing incident of whaling on a Pacific voyage, boats from the Yankee whaling ship, the Anne Alexander, attacked a large sperm whale that breached or leaped out of the water among the boats, lost its balance and fell over on its back, crushing one of the boats. It then rammed and sank the Anne Alexander itself. The crew survived 2 weeks in an open boat before being rescued by the whaling ship Nantucket. So what can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Our dear sister Felder shared their iris sign. This picture is a sunset iris. Continuing, then we have another iris called the Field of Thunder iris. Continuing with God's amazing and beautiful design, then we have the Feed My Honey with that's just the joke. But the below is the, it's called the tall bearded iris. Okay, continuing. Then we have the allium iris. Continuing. Then there's the lupine iris. Continuing. We have the senior Jake's iris. We will end this night with this fly, which is a yellow iris with a couple of flowers behind it. Well, is there any comment our dear sister family want to say through all these pictures? And I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
We would like to thank our dear family for all the beautiful photos and also pictures. Some of them was taken from a garden that they have, and the other ones was taken at the sightings. We want to thank our dear Sister Joan and Sister Michelle as well. And remember, little ones, grace, grace, God, grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God, grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Welcome to all the precious family. For those that are joining us later on recording, we have our opening song. It's a new hymn entitled Before the Throne of God Above. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfectly, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart, I know the while heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me this depart, no tongue can bid me this depart. When Satan tempts me to despair, and tell me of all the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look at him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Before him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. What with himself I cannot hide, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hidden, Christ and I, But Christ my Savior being my God, with Christ my Savior being my God. Amen. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or any one of our guests would like to open our little family meetings with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect me and my family as we're going to be going through the Sabbath and learning different words about you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you so much, little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 28 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that will be listening later on recording, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, Go Teach All Nations, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Matthew 28, verse 16. King James Version. Then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Matthew 28:17, King James Version. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 28, King James Version. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. And we'll bubble down to share.
Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and tell and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, the peace and peace.
Preach
the
gospel
to every creation.
Creature.
Amen. Dear ones, we will cover today pages 818 to 819. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 818. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 818. Standing a step from his heavenly throne, Christ gave the commission to his disciples, All power is given unto me. In heaven and in earth, he said, Go ye therefore and teach the nation, all nations, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15. Next slide, please. Standing Again and again, the words were repeated that the disciples might grasp their significance upon the
significance.
The significance upon all the
inhabitants
of the earth, high and low, rich and poor, was the light of heaven shine and clear, strong rays of the rays. The disciples were to be
co-laborers
with their Redeemer in the work of saving the world. The Desire of Ages, page 818, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us first hear this beautiful scripture. Song is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. This scripture song is taken from our study book, The Desire Ages, Volume 2, from the Sunlight Sound Studio of the Memory University.
As he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Ye that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in page 818. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 818. The commission had been given to the 12 when Christ met with them in the upper chamber, but it was now to be given to a large number. At the meeting on a mountain in Galilee, all the believers who could be called together were assembled. Of this meeting, Christ himself, before his death, had designated the time and place. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down so that the next person can read.
Continuing. The angel at the tomb reminded the disciples of his promise to meet them in Galilee. The promise was repeated to the believers who were gathered at Jerusalem during the Passover week. And through them, it reached many lonely ones who were mourning the death of their Lord. With intense interest, all look forward to the interview. Next slide, please. Continuing, they made their way to the place of meeting by circuitous routes coming in from every direction to avoid exciting the suspicions of the jealous Jews. With wondering hearts, they came, talking earnestly together of the news that had reached them concerning Christ. The Desire of Ages, page 818, paragraph 2.
I have a question about that last slide, if it's okay.
Going down?
Yes, that one. I just want to know, what does circuitous mean?
Different routes?
Circuitous is a winding route. Well, most highways are kind of circuitous in America, except the interstates.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song. This one is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, with margin. This is taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Heaven from the Sunlight Sound Studio Memory Verse CD.
I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3.
Amen. Welcome to those that are coming in. We are still in page 818. We would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones. May you mute your mic.
Continuing the reading. At the time appointed, about 500 believers were collected in little knots on the mountainside, eager to learn all that could be learned from those who had seen Christ since his resurrection. From group to group, the disciples passed, telling all they had seen and heard of Jesus, and reasoning from the scriptures as he had done with them. Thomas recounted the story of his unbelief. And continue on the next slide, please. Continuing. And told how his doubts had been swept away. Suddenly Jesus stood among them. No one could tell whence or how he came. Many who were present had never before seen him, but in his hands and feet they beheld the marks of the crucifixion. His countenance was as the face of God, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. The Desire of Ages, page 813, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 819. But some doubt it. So will always be. There are those who find it hard to exercise faith, and they place themselves on the doubting side. These lose much because of their unbelief. Desire of Ages, page 819, paragraph 1. And says on the side, behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hand. Isaiah 49:16. Love, Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 890. This was the only interview that Jesus had with many of the believers after his resurrection. He came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The disciples had worshipped him before he spoke, but his words, falling from lips that had been closed in death, thrill them with peculiar power. He was now the risen Savior. Many of them had seen him exercise his power in healing the sick and controlling satanic agencies.
They believed that he possessed power to set up his kingdom at Jerusalem, power to quell all opposition, power over the elements of nature. He had stilled the angry waters. He had walked upon the white crested billows. He had raised the dead to life. How he declared that all power was given to him. His words carried the minds of his hearers above earthly and temporal things to the heavenly and eternal. They were lifted to the highest conceptions of his mighty and of his dignity and glory. Desire of Ages, page 819, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, margin. This is also taken from Scripture Song Singers, but in the section Pillar of Our Faith, from the Sunlight Sound Studio of the Memory Verse CD.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to hold our review question for next week by God's grace. So next week, we'll be reviewing part one of our new chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. Please have any questions besides these six. You can be able to send it before Thursday for research. Otherwise, hold it, dear ones, until we meet by God's grace next Sabbath. If any one of the remnant family, mommies or daddies or our guests, would like to close our family meeting with a prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day, Lord Jesus. Thank you for gathering us here once more to praise your name on your holy day. Please, Father, we thank you for all the blessings. We thank you also for all the little ones and their reading and their parents as well. Continue to bless us in this Sabbath day, Father Jesus. Be with anyone that might be suffering any discomfort or any ills, I pray. Father, that you provide healing and comfort at this time. Please be with us for the rest of the day. Be with us on the next section of our studies. Be with the speaker. Father, provide the words. Be with us continuously and help us to enjoy the blessings that you will provide for us then as well. Thank you again, Father Jesus, for your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be May 31st, 2025. We are going to have our review from our chapter 86 entitled, Go Teach All Nations, of our lesson 435. Dear ones, leaving the scripture and also a small quote from our study book, The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And the small quote is taken from page 297, paragraph 1, and it reads, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And for those that are coming, God bless. Let's just give our dear brother a little moment. I just want to take this little moment to greet each and every one that is in the room. Sabbath blessing, everyone. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. God bless.